Well, we went and picketed the highest ranking soldier to be killed by an IED named Colonel William Wood in Hinesville, Georgia, and there wasn't any tornadoes, whirlwind of any kind. But we went to picket in Indiana and picket the funeral of a soldier up in Fort Wayne and picket at the ball game because there'd be lots of people coming by to see the signs. And to picket in particular, the church, the Campbellite Church, the UCC, fag-infested and fag-dominated church called Dive Christian Church in Bedford, Indiana, where an evil son of Belial of the lawyer persuasion and of the hell-bound purpose named Steele, who's a member of the Indiana legislature and who at the behest of the demon-possessed veterans of this country is threatening to introduce laws and get laws passed so that we couldn't preach in Indiana anymore. And Freddie told the media that was talking to him this morning outside that church that what he wants is a law to stop us from talking. She says, no, what he wants is a law to stop you from picketing veterans' funerals. Freddie says, you are a person involved with the occupational words. You know that he's trying to stop our words. It's exactly what he's trying to do. And so the Lord God sent tornadoes into Indiana while our loved ones, our Tacmanites, were back there. And we're supposed to just pass that off as some coincidence? No, we're supposed to give particular attention to it because it is without any question a sign, a message for us to consider from the Lord our God.
The law of the country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, November 14th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the Wall Global Sit-Rep for Corporate Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. The Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening to this program, you are too. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. My live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAC Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio, Tampa, and SRN1. And let's not forget that you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. And right off the top, we have to talk about, first of all, I have to introduce my beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet. Hello, server. See, the truth is that, you know...
What is the truth, Sean? Preach, Sean.
In our truth, we got the intro today. The intro today is Fred Phelps, and he is fucking crazy. Like, he is so nuts. But the best thing about Fred Phelps is the guy is completely biblical.
Yep.
You know, he'll back up anything he says with the Bible. And
straight
you know,
from the source.
Yeah, I got given, a link. It'll be hard for me not to put Fred Phelps on the beginning of every single one of the newsreels now because he is so totally fucking insane.
Yep.
Like, he's so totally...
And energized.
Oh, yeah, you know, and if you... Oh, man, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that he was, like, a completely hate-filled bigot, you know, he'd really be comedic. You know, like he could actually, he could take his show on the road and people would go there and spend the whole time just laughing at this fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's, like, we went and clicked on his site and there's a bunch of shit there where they've got all his sermons you can download and stuff like that. And some of the stuff from the early 80s is like just, you know, we're awaiting the resurrection of the dead. You know, I mean, wow, just kicking to Rob Zombie and stuff. It's like just, wow. You know, wow. You can't fuck with it. Wow.
It's good stuff, though.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think I'll put Rob Zombie behind the show today. I'm thinking I'm in a Rob Zombie kind of mood. Remind me that I wanted to put Rob Zombie in the back
Rob
of the show.
Rob Zombie.
Rob. Okay, so let's get into some feedback. Dear Sean, read the 8/11/05 show, The French Riots. A number of points. I love this. People send me this stuff.
Good show.
Good show. Number one, the immigrants are allowed into the country under UN law of fleeing persecution and are able to be treated as citizens under UN law. Two, the death of the two boys only in the latest incident and the French government's failure. Many of these legal asylum seekers are housed as per tear gas at mosque. Muslims are denied freedom of expressions as per certain news articles which you can find on the web. The French see Muslims much the same way as Americans. Racism is still very prevalent in France. See also other links to support this. In summary, the legitimate French asylum seekers and legitimate Muslims from the foreign French colonials, Algeria, are being treated quite badly. The reasons these riots are not put down is that there also is serious dissent in a wider population over corruption, unemployment, plus 10%, etc. And any overzealous reaction would tempt total rioting. Riding and striking are almost a national sport in France. For instance, see how many times Britain's supplies have been affected by the lorry drivers, dock workers, / air traffic controllers who don't want to work more than 35 hours a week. I rarely agree with either the French or the Muslims, but this time France is in the wrong, and it is reaction that shows, and its reaction shows that it is aware of its errors. Obviously, the rioting cannot continue, but neither can force be used. Discussion is the only way out. I realize most of the background on this may not be well known in Canada, as is barely known in the UK to the news junkies. Otherwise, kick ass. Regards, H Bar. Now, be that as it may, you know, with this French rioting thing, you know, I guess what's your take on the whole French rioting thing, Sim?
I do not know enough about it.
Period.
Yes.
Well, what I know is that there's a bunch of people lighting shit on fire.
Yep.
Okay, and burning stuff and going generally pretty fucking crazy.
Kind of dumb.
So I don't care why you're lighting the stuff on fire. Couldn't really care. I don't care if you think that God told you to do it. I don't care why you're doing it. Lighting this shit on fire is, without a doubt, even by anybody's terms, that would be terrorism, would you say? I mean, do this or we're going to burn your city down.
Yeah.
That's pretty much a terrorist act.
It's pretty bad.
I would say. So, you know, well, how are we supposed to get people to listen to us?
Burn more cars.
Well, burning cars sure shit isn't going to do it. You know, I mean,
if we burn 100 more cars, they'll definitely listen to us.
Yeah, I don't really know what the solution here is. I guess, you know, the France isn't so happy about the UN making mandates and charters for them or whatever. You know, is there a solution? Is there something that France can do about this, or is there something that anyone can do about this? I don't know. But it's interesting that they've decided that since, well, you're not listening to us, we're going to fuck up your city. Well, I can't. I mean,
there's some sort of legislation they're going to go, oh, that's a good legislation. Let's stop burning the cars now. Or are they just rioting for rioting's sake?
Well, the thing about rioting is rioting doesn't say anything. It's just, oh, we're out of control. We're crazy. And a lot of people are like, oh, we don't want a lot of these immigrants in here because they're crazy. So when you have these immigrants come in and they're like, oh, give us what we want. Well, we're not too sure. Burn the city down. Yeah, it's not going to make you open the doors to further refugees and immigration. You know, I mean, I don't see that.
Generally,
being...
doesn't put them in a good light.
No, not really. You know, really. I mean, if I'm outside, some asshole.
We better listen to these guys. They'll burn our city down again.
Well, you know. I mean, we gotta. I just can't get behind that. You know, I really can't. It seems kind of wacko to me that people would give that people would freak out that hard. You know what I mean? It's just like, wow.
For weeks.
And there's these kids and. You know, is it really about politics or are people just out there fucking shit up for no good reason?
I think they're just fucking shit up.
I think they're just fucking shit up.
Because burning random cars is not.
That's
doing
not a political
anybody.
Statement. That's not
really.
A discussion. It's like, whatever, dude. You know, that's just bullshit. So these folks, you know, I don't know. I'm not over there. I don't see a lot of it. But, you know, if people are sitting there running around lighting shit on fire, generally being terrorists, you deal with them like you deal with terrorists. That's pretty much how it works.
Stop them from burning the cars.
Stop them from burning the cars. Then we get into the point where, how do you stop them from burning the cars?
That's difficult.
How would you try it, Sam?
I'd sit down with them with some tea and...
you discuss it.
No idea. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
How do you stop thousands of people from burning thousands of cars?
Well, generally...
Shoot on site? Martial law?
Well,
complete crackdown?
If you've got people running amok in the cities...
Not much else
you can really do. I guess there was some news stories where they said that they were going to send the army in, and the army said no.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. They said, this isn't a good idea. Because they went, okay, we will send in the army. And the army went, that's not a good idea. Because if you send us in there, we're going to sort this shit out. And
sort it out hard.
And you really don't want us to sort it out, you know? I mean, we're not really going to fuck with this. And besides all that, who's the army going to surrender to? You know, I mean, really, the French army, if they're trying to sort out their own people, they got no one to surrender to. I mean, it's pretty... Yeah, you know.
As I drink out of my Paris,
your Paris
cup of water.
Paris, France of water, yeah. No, but seriously, I mean, you got to give the French army actually kudos because they said, if you send us in there, we'll sort it out, but you're not going to like it. So, you know, if they insist that they go in there, oh boy, there's going to be some interesting fucking news stories coming out of Paris.
Yeah.
On to the next story here. Dear Sean Kennedy, well, I haven't actually heard today's newsreel at the time of sending this email, but I've got a bit of feedback in reference to your story on Wednesday's The Ninth Show about the Vermont seceding from the United States. Did you know that Vermont has the least firearm laws of any state in the U.S. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, SMGs, assault rifles, all perfectly fine. Hell, you can even buy and carry a concealed weapon without having to worry about a permit. Jesus. The only exception being there are certain areas you can't carry. State buildings, schools, etc. Well, that's just
seems
out of control.
Reasonable. Yeah. Jeez.
What do you mean? You just said it seems reasonable. You just said it seems reasonable. Would you carry a gun? If it was legal in Canada right now, like if they changed the laws, and they said, you get to carry a gun. If you want, you get to carry a gun, concealed or not.
I would assume everyone else would be carrying guns then.
No, regardless, I mean, that's bullshit. That's making a decision by democracy.
I mean, I can. I can go out, get a license, everything like that, and carry a gun.
No, you can't.
No?
No.
Nobody can carry guns
in Canada. In Canada? No.
I thought there were some special laws where you can carry a gun if you wanted to.
No. No one's allowed to walk around concealed packing. Not in this country. Unless you're, like, doing the hardcore, you know, I'm a diamond auctioneer bodyguard guy, and then it's like huge
for your job.
Yeah,
you
for a job, but I mean it's
not
major
Joe Blow on the street.
No, like Mary, who walks home from the diner every night at 3 a.m. who feels no guns for her. No, there's nothing she can do about that, concealed or unconcealed or nothing. She can't carry fuck all. That's Canada. So the question is if you could carry a gun, you wouldn't do it. Yeah, clearly.
If I could,
into it.
If everyone else was, then I might.
Why would that make a difference?
Actually, it wouldn't, because their perception would be that I would be carrying a gun as well.
Well, I suppose. I think that I would carry a gun if I had a chance. Of course, then, how many times have I needed a gun?
You'd have to ask yourself, would you use it if it came down to it, then?
Well, it all
depends on
the laws.
Why are you carrying it?
Well, you know.
To show it off?
I mean, there was that.
Threaten?
There's a classic. No, you never threaten somebody with a gun. That's like threatening somebody with a knife. You just don't do it unless you intend to kill them.
Yeah.
And then you don't threaten them. You just, you know, kill them.
Just do it.
Yeah, I would say it's like that typical story of where you had the strange husband, you know, attack the, like I did the Buddhist rant, right? You got that story of the strange husband attacks the wife in the supermarket with the butcher knife. In Canada, the guy got in the way, got all Buddhist about it, got stabbed to death.
Yep.
Oh. In Florida?
She survived, though.
A 65-year-old war vet shot him twice and the bad guy died. End of story. You know what I mean? So, I would say the proof is in the pudding. Personally, I'm a big believer in firearms. I like firearms. I think that they're pretty sexy. So, I think that, I would probably carry a firearm.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, sure, why not? Little Mark 23 there. Little drop leg holster, you know? Little school bag.
Right. Right. Just in case.
Are you going to get out of this room, Ranger, or what? Ranger's sitting at me staring at the door here. Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a horrible animal. you know, the dog sits here every day as I do the news show. And at the end of the news show, when I say end of line, he, like, freaks out because he knows the show's over. And he's like, yay! And he goes running outside and grabs his ball. He's a freak show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and the way that dog looks at you, it's like, I'm beaten as he's eating
his
chocolates. Yeah, he's eating chocolates out of a box on a silver tray. Nobody loves me. Fucking my dog, Ranger, the poor, drama queen.
Poor dog.
Oh, terrible. But this was a going on to say here. Blah, 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 blah. The only certain areas of Canada. State buildings and schools, of course, federal firearm laws still apply, but you can only be enforced by federal officers. Anyway. Although I don't think Vermont has a chance in hell of peaceably seceding, not a hope. But if things go all sideways and they do secede, I wonder if they will become if that will become an issue somehow. And that was from Fat Ninja, as he screams through the United States on his truck. So I don't know, what do you think of the whole idea of the state seceding, doing that whole shtick?
Oh, well, they probably beef up on their weapons if they did secede.
Yeah, but then you got like civil war. I don't think seceding from the United States is a really good
idea.
It would
have to be a very peaceful seceding.
No, it wouldn't happen. It
because
wouldn't happen.
Otherwise, they'd just be killed.
Well, I mean, you're taking a step backwards if you allow states to become independent. You're taking a huge step backwards.
Unless you're some crazy state with laws that are way out of whack with the rest of the United States.
What do you mean?
Well, if they don't go along with everything else, like, say these gun laws, they're all gun crazy.
Right.
And the rest of the states are like, we don't like guns very much.
Right.
Then they're a very different state than the rest of the states.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't get along very well, and they'd always clash. So they went, well, we just want it to be our own country, and then we won't clash anymore.
Yeah, but you can't let them do that. You can't let them secede. I mean, it's a stupid idea to let them secede. I mean, realistically, the only way we're ever going to get anything accomplished here is if we actually get under one world government. That's how you're going to stop war, okay? It's because you got to stop that. I mean, that sort of makes sense to me. Because if you start balkanizing your nation, you wind up with a bunch of shitty little countries versus one good big country. You know what I mean?
That is true.
I mean, like, Manifest Destiny, I totally believe, is going to happen where America and the United States is going to become
one
like
world
North
government
America.
Doesn't make everyone agree all of a sudden.
Well, it does, or they go to jail. I mean, you can
that
at least,
does make everyone agree.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least it's enforceable. You know what I mean? I mean, there's certain rules. They'll
hold up their hands and to the leader on the posters on the walls, and
well,
if they don't get
that
shot.
I mean, that's how the leader runs the show. You know, I mean, there is the
idea. Well, he'll have to get everyone to agree, because a lot of people have a lot of different ideas in this world.
Yeah, but some of them are wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people.
Most of them are wrong.
Well, a great deal of them are wrong, yeah. I mean, you know, banging your head on the floor, worshiping a rock five times a day, wrong, bad. Okay? You know, getting all crazy religious, wrong, bad. Can't do that. Nutty, nutty, nutty. You know? Crazy! Okay? God does not hate fags. Okay? Because there is no God. There are fags, therefore fags trump God. That's how that works.
1-0.
For
the fags.
yeah, you know.
Next round.
Fags 1, God 0. You know, I don't understand it. You know, and I really don't understand what the big issue with gay people really is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
Because they don't understand what they're about.
Well,
they're not about anything.
Well, you know, I could see how, you know.
We're scared of them.
I don't agree with it, but I can understand how racism occurs. Like, black people don't like white people because, you know, in a racial sense, because you've got that whole, you know, slavery and all that sort of stuff.
There's the history aspect.
There's the history aspect of that. And, you know, the white people maybe don't like black people because they think that, you know, they're going to outbreed them or something. I don't know. Whatever the hell these people believe, okay? But fags, I mean, what's the deal? Like, why? What's the problem here? You know, they're you know, butt plunging. Who cares? You know,
I'm gonna turn gay if they touch me.
And for that matter,
and I've heard that a lot. I've heard people say that.
You'll turn gay.
Yeah, it's like an infectious disease.
Being gay.
People have said that.
Well,
and they're wrong, of course, but they're totally out of their mind. They don't understand what it is.
This is bizarre to me. This is kind of like when people say shit like that. It's like that movie Crash. You ever see that as a Cronenberg film?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, in the movie, there's these guys that are in this car, right? And they're all like, oh, this car is so cool. Oh, this famous guy died in it. And all of a sudden, they start necking in the car. These two straight guys, apparently. I guess they're not really straight. But they just, you know, were so turned on by the aspect of being in this car that they had to, like, fag out right in the car, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I'm like, whoa! You know, I was watching this movie. My buddy, Chuck, he took me to see this film, and I stand up right in the middle of the theater. And I'm like, dude, this is fucked up. And I should have known when I walked in there. I bought the ticket, and the person selling me the ticket was like, He gave me that look like, oh, so you're the kind of person who goes to these movies, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Chuck, what kind of movie are you taking me to here, man? It's cool, Sean. It's cool. No, it's not, Chuck.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. No, I'm not going to go with it. I don't care how cool or turned on I am. You could give me my very own Apache gunship, and I would not be so overcome with joy that I'd want to smoke pole. You know, I'm sorry. It's just...
doesn't do it.
No. Sorry. I just... maybe I'm broken somehow. I couldn't get into that. Whatever. Dear Sean. I guess we're moving on here. Dear Sean, making weed legal would not raise $8 trillion.
Did you say that?
I think I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is how deep the holes in the United States is stuck in.
Okay.
Is increasing by roughly $3.48 billion per day.
That's a lot of money.
You can thank President Bush's policies. All China has to do is take out America. Is call in their bonds and the interest rates skyrocket. That was sent in by Kodak.
China would say, hey, you owe us some money, by the way.
Yeah,
we don't have it.
Yeah, and then they'd be like,
fuck off.
Well, this is the big argument here. It's like, yeah, China's all that's all China's got to do to fuck America. But the whole point here is then, America's got these super carriers and the bomb. And they're not going to let America dissolve without taking the rest of the planet with it. So
America,
you know,
buys a lot of stuff from China too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they do. So it's kind of awkward here. But I do think that making weed legal and taxing the snot out of it could probably raise $8 trillion fucking dollars. How many people live in the United States?
350 million.
Let's say 400 million. Just okay.
Probably closer to 400
by now.
Let's
say 400 million. Okay. So we'll say that, one-third of the populace, not really an outside number, but we'll say one-third of the populace are stoners.
Okay. Seems high, but we'll go with it.
Probably an inordinately high amount in Washington, let's just say.
How about we do one quarter, and that makes it 100 million people?
Okay, 100 million people. Okay, yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Okay.
So 100 million people. Now, what's a pack of smokes worth? $10?
Say 5 to 10 bucks, something.
Okay, so let's say you have a pack of joints. What would we charge for a pack of joints?
Let's say 10.
$10? Well, I don't know. What does weed go for on the street? I don't even know how much. 10 joints, what are they worth? I have no idea what weed prices are. But
sure,
okay, we're
going to
go high. We're going to go high because it's legal. Okay, so I'm going to make it $20.
Okay.
Okay, for 10 joints. But it's good shit. Okay.
It's primo.
Yeah,
government
primo,
grown.
Primo, high grade, cigarette companies look to get into it, you know, and they start producing it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they tax the shit out of it. Okay. So they're getting let's say they get $20 profit per thing. So maybe it's 25.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. So, because it's not going to cost $5 a pack for these. So $25 a pack, like a six pack of beer, you know, whatever. Whatever. So $25 for a pack of wheat, however many rate.
Yeah.
But the government makes $20 per pack on 100 million people. So that's $20 million a day. So that's not $3.48 billion per day, but you're not looking at all the echo effects of this.
And that's 100 million people,
right.
Times $20,
right?
So is $2 billion a day.
Oh shit! Okay, so it needs to be $40 a pack then, and we would do
that's
if
right.
We did $40 a pack, then you'd get $3.48 billion a day,
and we'd be stable.
And we'd be stable. Not only that. No, we'd be really stable. We'd be like, you know, this war, man.
I don't know why we're fighting.
This shit has got to go, gee. You know?
Low out.
And nobody would fucking care. As a matter of fact, no one care about the war dead. No one care about shit. Because everybody's
care about anything.
High. Not to mention all the Echo sales. Hostess would be doing a premium. The 7-Elevens would take over Walmart.
That's right.
You know? No one would be
some good side effects.
No one would be stressing out.
Good economic side effects to that.
All the fear that everyone's pumping out through the media, gone.
Yep.
Wouldn't happen. The world is falling. All right. That's fucking rad, you know? Hey, did you hear this latest track? The music industry would go through the fucking roof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Folk music would be up. What else would happen? What other echo things in our culture would happen? Weight Watchers, they'd probably go out of business. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of fat people. In the United States, imagine that.
Yeah.
Obesity rates would skyrocket. Or not.
Maybe not, depending.
Some people like to get high and work out. Some people, you know, get high and go for a run. It takes away the pain of running and stuff like that. Some people do that.
Some people sit around and eat junk food.
Stone.
Yep.
Not to mention, I've never played any video games. I haven't done weed in a long time, but I would imagine playing first-person shooters might be, I don't think you'd be able to focus. You'd probably be like,
I have no focus.
I can hear the gunshots in the distance. You have people getting all this post-traumatic stress and shit like that. Yeah, but the DVD sales would go through the roof, though.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be right up there. Right up there. But anyway, so...
Some good side effects.
Actually,
yeah.
if we charge $35 a pack...
Clearly, nobody would fucking buy it, first of all.
If it was legal? Yeah, fucking rights they would.
That much?
Oh my God. You've never seen people jonesing for wheat.
Yeah.
You bet. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it's easy to buy at the corner store.
You betcha. The right marketing plan? Oh, yeah.
Give it the right name.
Welcome to Ganja. Oh, that'd be great. It'd be great. Canada'd be making a mint. We got, like, the best weed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We'd
be booming.
I'm all for it. Dear Sean, after hearing the feedback from the person wishing to use Newsreel for assignments at the school he/she was teaching at, I'm reminded of something which happened to me recently. I tried a couple times to play an episode of Newsreel in my media studies class.
tried a couple of times.
One morning, he, the teacher, came into the class high on something, according to his observations of his action made by myself and other people in the class. It was most likely marijuana.
Uh-huh.
At one point, after hearing my opinion on distraction/infotainment, he called out my name. Is smart. He can teach.
That guy's smart.
Yeah. Dirt God is smart. He can teach. So I went up to his computer, opened up an internet browser, went to the news aggregator, and then to the archives, and then tried to steam an episode, the one in which you talked about anti-terror laws in Australia, a relevant story. But unfortunately, there are restrictions on school computers that prevent streaming audio. Oh. I could go into more details about the teacher turning hot pie on pot, something I'll remember for a while, but I'll try to keep this letter relatively short. Isolated listener, check the frapper, Dirt God down under in Australia. Having a Vegemite sandwich. Very, very, very cool.
That is cool.
I don't know if I agree with people listening to this in school, though.
It's edumacational.
It's not edumacational. I'm fucking crazy, okay? Quite clearly, I say a lot of stuff that's designed to be inflammatory. I say some stuff. I mean, have you not noticed that Sim is the vegan? You know,
yeah.
We've kind of got the classic sort of dichotomy here. We're like the odd couple broadcasting crowd. We are.
Yes,
I mean, Sim's
true.
This,
yeah.
You know, vegan extremist terrorist.
Yep.
And I'm not.
Killing vegetables everywhere.
Well, you know, no, but clearly you're not connected to reality. We were having a fight about this again today, too.
We were.
About this again.
I wasn't having a fight. Sean was having a problem.
Because I care. I care. You know, all my meat-eating brethren out there know what
I don't
I'm trying
fight.
To do. Everybody knows that crazy fucking vegan. Everybody knows the crazy vegan, you know? And
yep.
we're
token vegan friend.
Token vegan friend. You know, some of my best friends are vegans, you know? And I'm trying to get through to them that, you know what, you got to eat some meat. You have to do this, because if you don't do this...
You're going to die.
Well, you know...
In the meanwhile, Sean's like buying tons of drugs and
I'm not
loading them up.
I'm not buying pills. I'm buying vitamins.
Yes.
I'm buying vitamins. I just
sick all the time.
I'm not sick all the time.
I'm just saying that.
I'm not sick all the time. That's fucking mean. The only reason why
no,
I'm
you're not
a
sick
sore
all
throat
the time.
Is because I yell and do an hour-long power sermon every fucking day.
True. But I'm sick. Never. But yeah, I was not sick before
like
I was...
You live like a bubble child. You live in a tent. You go to and from your work. It's the same. You don't introduce any foreign material. What about
true.
The avian bird flu? That'll fucking get you.
Yeah. That's why I don't eat them.
Well, you're friends with all those chickens hanging out.
Yeah, singing songs around the campfire.
Terrorist. Fucking terrorist, man.
That's right.
Now,
terrorizing meat eaters
now,
everywhere.
I'm a fan of humans being the dominant species. I'm a human supremacist. I've
you
said
are.
That before.
Yes.
I'm a human supremacist.
But
over
we got
all
the
here.
Flora and fauna of the land.
They're mine, yeah. You betcha. Yep. Yeah, I can pick all the fucking daisies I want. That's how
you get to die.
You get to die. Fuck you, you're a squirrel, you're a tree rat, you get to die. Japan, in whaling news, Japan's whaling fleet has set sail for the Antarctic waters, where it will make the biggest catch in 20 years.
Good, yeah.
The boats will aim to catch nearly 1,000 whales over the coming months. Notice they're saying they're catching them. They're not killing them. They're not murdering
it's catch
them.
And release.
They're catching the whales. A global moratorium on commercial whaling has been in place since the 80s, but Japan describes its program as scientific.
We're scientifically eating them.
The hunting is condemned by most conservation groups. By most? Which conservation groups so support it?
We think it's okay.
On the grounds that it is inhumane, unnecessary, and may harm fragile wildlife populations. Mm-hmm. The fleet sailed on Tuesday from Shimonoseki port for the first year of research program called JARPA-2.
JARPA-2.
It envisages catching up to 935 mink whales and 10 fin whales during the summer Southern Hemisphere summer to monitor the Antarctic ecosystem, model competition among whale species, and elucidate temporal and spatial changes in stock structure and improve the management procedure of the Antarctic mink whale stocks.
Sounds noble.
Ooh, very good job.
Yeah.
JARPA 2 replaces the JARPA 1 program, which took 440 Antarctic minks each season. In the 2 years' time, JARPA 2 will expand to include humpbacks, the favored species for whale watchers.
Is that flavored or favored?
Favored. That's not Weight Watchers. That's whale watchers.
Whale watchers.
The critics say this is commercial whaling in disguise. The meat obtained from the hunts is sold for food in restaurants and schools. Scientific objectives can be met through non-lethal methods.
Well, you don't want to waste the meat after
they say.
Killed.
That's right. Japan's announcement is that it intends to kill more than twice as many mink whales and hunt two new species over the coming years provoked international outrage earlier this year, commented Philippa Brakes, a scientist with Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society. The Japanese whalers know the eyes of the world are upon them with the intensity that they've not experienced since the moratorium, she told the BBC News website. In June, the annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission, IWC, passed a resolution condemning JARPA 2, but it has no power, as any member nation is empowered to run scientific programs. 63 members of the IWC Scientific Committee commented, with the new proposal, Japan will increase its annual take to levels approaching the annual commercial quotas for Antarctic mink whales that were in place prior to the moratorium. Consequently, we feel unable to engage in a scientifically defensible process of review of the JARPA 2 proposal.
Don't do that there, Japan.
Yeah. Now, the whaling thing.
Yes.
The whaling thing. The whaling thing. How do I ring in on the whaling thing?
They should have whale farms.
Whale farms?
Keep them in pens, and then there would be no problem.
This is like shooting elephants for sport. You know, that whole thing. Because no one eats elephant. They just kill these fucking things for sport.
They could eat them.
I don't know.
I've never heard of anybody eating elephant.
I imagine you could probably eat anything.
Probably tough. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be tough. You wouldn't have to shoot many. I'll tell you
that.
No,
yeah.
You know, you could probably one elephant.
Put that in the
like
freezer, right?
200 people. Well, yeah. If you get the elephant in the freezer, holy crap.
Get in that freezer.
Get in that fucking freezer. You know, not so good.
So, because they're cute and cuddly, then they don't go on your plate.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Only the ugly animals. You should eat cute animals. Why do you want an ugly animal on your plate?
Well, I'll eat cute. Chickens are kind of cute. I like chickens. Chickens are nice looking. You know, whatever.
Cows
nice.
Are cuter than chickens.
Cows, well,
they
yeah.
got those big eyes. Oh,
the big
cows.
Eyes. Yeah.
Runny snot noses. And
I would have to say, as hypocritical as it is, I can't really agree with the whaling thing. You know what I mean? I can't get into it. You know, me personally, I...
Yeah?
Yeah. Can't get into the whaling thing. Sorry.
That's animal prejudice.
It's fucking what? Animal
yeah.
prejudice?
What's the difference between one animal and another?
Well, let's
killing
see.
One, killing the other. If there's a shortage of one, okay,
listen
great.
To yourself,
stop killing
you
them.
Crazy motherfucker. How crazy? What's the difference? Well, let's see. A whale
well, why,
is
why,
a
why is the difference?
Animal.
What's the difference?
Well, a slug, for example, is a non-vertebrate, non-intelligent creature. A
okay,
whale.
Based on intelligence.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but then, of course, going with that notion, you couldn't really test on monkeys. You know, because monkeys are really fucking smart.
They are fucking smart.
They are really smart. Dogs,
they
octopus.
They can speak sign language.
Do you eat squid? I eat squid. They're smart.
They're really smart.
They're really smart. Cuttlefish, man, they got their own language and shit.
Yeah. They can solve lots of problems.
Yeah. I would have to make a personal call that, you know.
Chickens can play tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, I don't think I'd agree with, I don't think I agree with, chickens cannot play tic-tac-toe. Chickens cannot play fucking tic-tac-toe.
Yeah,
they cannot. They can
fair,
smack their face on the ground.
Peck, 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 peck.
Chickens playing tic-tac-toe.
For food.
Yes, you get to survive because you have beaten me again. Curse you. He always goes to the right and then down, and I never win.
Never.
Never. Of course, I'd feel really, really brutal if I got outsmarted by a chicken in tic-tac-toe. I think I'd kill the chicken just to keep him quiet. You know, because otherwise, you know, you'd be all embarrassed and shit.
I think you're basing it on tastiness, in fact.
No, I don't know.
Animal,
I don't know.
Because you wouldn't eat a slug, so you don't care about the slug.
It's weird somehow. I can't get into the whole...
But it's very easy for me because I don't eat any animal, so I can put them all on the same level.
I think if you farm an animal, that's one thing. But you can't really, you know... I can't see myself just... Whales are cool. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm basing it on coolness. That's a tough one. The whale thing. I mean, how do you... I can't say that I'd really want, like, don't shoot the whale.
You've never tasted whale. Maybe it's tasty. Maybe you'll change your mind after having a whale burger.
The thought of it, though, it's like eating dog.
Maybe it's tasty.
It could be
tasty. I've never had dog. They eat dogs and
water. As far as it has to do with necessity, I don't think you really need to eat whale because we got cows. You know, like, why should we eat whales if we got the perfectly good cows to eat?
Yeah.
They're farmed for that purpose.
Yeah.
You know, they're barely...
Well, you don't need to go out and hunt deer and stuff because the cows are good enough.
Well, the problem with that then is that...
One food, one world, cows.
one food, cows. Well, you know, maybe there's a food class animals.
Yeah.
I think certain animals should be in food class, and then you've got other classes of animals, you know, like cows, food class, deer, food class,
uh-huh.
You know, and then there's trash animals that don't matter, like slugs, mice, uh-huh. Rats.
Small bugs. Yeah.
And
above that, you know, the whales, dogs, monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parrots that can speak more than 5 words.
Yeah, you know, certain kinds of, like, African gray parrots and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's a rough one. It's a hard one to go with because on one hand, I've got the emotional response where I don't want you to kill a whale. I just don't want him to do it.
Yeah?
You know, I've got
I think that's influenced by media somewhat.
Yeah, that could be it. You know? I mean, because you don't want
all
everything.
All those whale mascots.
I've met elephants, and they're fucking wild. You know, you can't fuck with an elephant.
Yeah.
Those things, they're incredible.
Cool.
A lot of people get affected when they actually, you know, meet the animals that they got to eat.
That's right.
You know, so
you hand them a gun, hand them a knife, and say, okay, kill it yourself. I'll pay someone else to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill it myself.
It's definitely a hard one. It's definitely a hard one. Because
I think in my lifetime, I've actually seen more pictures of whales being killed in the media. Cows. Always see the whales, the blood on the water, and they're pulling the whales on board the ships.
Yeah.
So you feel a lot for the whales.
Right.
And you never see the cows getting killed on TV.
No.
They always hide that. So you're like, oh, cows. Man.
That's why they don't have a lot of windows in the slaughterhouses.
That's right.
So you can't really be seen in there.
And soundproof walls.
Yeah, I've heard some really scary shit about slaughterhouses, actually. I've heard just grim stories. I knew a guy who worked on the killing floor.
Uh-huh.
And he used to tell me shit, like, they'd hang the cows up and they'd cut them open and stuff. And, like, sometimes they'd be pregnant and the calf is still alive and it falls into the meat grinder and they chew up the cow's screaming hot ears and shit.
That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, you should hear him tell it because he really gets graphic. I'm giving you the Cole's Notes version, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just for starters. Okay? And I worked in a beef jerky plant for a day.
Mm-hmm.
A whole day.
Yep.
And I felt fucking gross. I burned all my clothes afterwards. The smell was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I felt like I should have been praying all day. I was just like, wow, this is shit, you know?
That's bad.
It's bad. But, you know.
And I have no remorse cutting the heads off carrots.
You have no remorse cutting the heads off of carrots.
No, it doesn't affect me in the slightest.
Well, I don't really like it. I don't really like the fact that they're killing these whales.
I'll pull them out of the ground myself. I have no remorse.
Well.
Put them on the chopping block with my own knife right through the head.
Well, it's Darwin, isn't it?
And I'll stab potatoes in their eyes. And I have no remorse. I'll pull the ears off of corn.
That's
and all kinds of puns like that.
That's because you're like that's because you're one of those terrorist types.
Yeah.
I guess whaling's okay. You know, I mean.
Yes, I've changed his mind.
You know.
Suppose, what did I do?
No, I suppose realistically, I mean, they're big fish.
Yep.
You know,
a life is a life.
A life is a life. I don't believe that at all.
No.
But whatever. Yeah.
Crush this bug is not the same
as
killing a whale.
I can't really justify it myself, and I personally wouldn't eat the whale burger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I think that's pretty much bullshit.
But there's a demand for it. People want the whale burgers.
Do they?
Well, there's people eating them out there. That's what I've heard in the news anyway.
People eating
but you hear the outrage, right? Oh, there's people eating whale burgers. It's awful.
Well,
but
I mean, I've stopped eating red meat because I had a steak for a while there. Like, I've been eating, like, a lot of chicken, a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
You know, mostly chicken. I had some salmon today. That was good, salmon. And I had a steak about, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And,
how'd that go down?
Well, it went down all right.
Yeah.
You know, except for the fact that then I felt like I'd been drugged. I was, like, totally sedated. I'm like, must go sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably fucked up.
Yeah, where'd that one come from, right?
Don't know. Don't know. Kind of weird. Kind of weird. So
pull of drugs.
Yeah, I think maybe we should only eat certain. Maybe we shouldn't eat mammals. How about that? Birds aren't mammals. Hey, I like that. So if I don't eat mammals, what would that make me? I would be a vegetarian. A vegetarian.
A mammal.
If I don't eat mammals, hey, that's pretty good.
What kind of class that puts
you in. Yeah, what would that? I'm a non-mammal eater. that's too long.
That's pretty funny. Non-mammal eater.
Birds aren't mammals. Fish aren't mammals. Fucking nope. Right. We don't eat mammals. There we go.
There you go.
Perfect. So, yeah.
I just got to get it a name.
I'm specian.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a species. I don't know what kind of class
mammals?
That is.
That's species.
Is it a species?
Mammal. Yeah, mammal. Species. Yeah, it's a mammal.
Okay.
Species is a mammal. Mammal is a type of species.
Okay.
There's insects, mammals, that's species. Human species? Human? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know about that.
That shit.
Get that fucking shit up there.
I'm sure there's a bunch of biologists going, "You're so fucking stupid!
Get that man off the air!
Stupid! Get that fucking idiot gone!" Yeah, I don't believe in any mammals. There, how about that? How about that? But then
that
cows are
easy.
Mammals. But I could say that, you know, me personally, I could probably do away with eating the cows.
Yeah.
You know, because we could eat chicken instead.
Go
you know,
for
is
it.
Is there a lot of shit going on with the, is there a lot of reasons to eat? But then I couldn't eat deer. Yeah, no more deer. God
no
damn it.
No more cute deer, Bambi.
No more steak. Pigs, can't eat pigs anymore.
Oh, no more bacon for you.
Interesting. Well,
just get that smoke flavor. That's all you're really eating is that smoke flavor. I got some nice simulation bacon bits. It tastes exactly the same.
Well, okay. Well, so we got mammals. Mammal is a class of vertebrate animals.
It's a class.
It's
there
class.
You go.
So that means I'm a
classist.
I'm classy.
Classy.
Well, wait a minute. I'm a vegetarian who eats chicken and fish. How about that? You've heard of those guys?
Flexitarians?
No, vegetarians. There's people say I'm a vegetarian, but I only eat chicken and fish.
And I wish to kill them, but
why?
That's okay.
Why? You said that on the air. You extremist terrorist. Fuck.
That's right.
Well,
they can do whatever they want.
I don't know.
That's why the term vegan was invented, because of all these people saying I'm a vegetarian, but I eat everything except for cows. Well, that's not a vegetarian. Eat meat still.
You're scaring me, Sam. You're scaring me with all this hatred you're spitting, man. I don't know if I agree with this. You know, you're freaking me out over here. You can see the look on his face, people. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wild
spit
eyes.
Flying.
Cut his knife out.
I'm stabbing myself just to feel the pain.
In hell comes to Frogtown news. French prosecutors shut down several blogs this week and arrested bloggers suspected of inciting violence.
Good.
As officials move to squelch riots that have rocked France for more than 10 days.
I think it's the blogs that's setting everyone off.
Clearly. Clearly, you know, you're right about it.
They're on their Wi-Fi PDAs reading these fucking blogs and throwing the Molotov cocktails through the car windows.
Then,
this fucking blog's got me riled up.
Yeah. Step
burn!
Step 54, throw cocktail.
That blog was right.
One of the blogs called Hardcore allegedly published violence. Racially tainted hate speech that, according to a prosecutor, incited violence with a post called Destroy France. We arrested the site's creator and the author of a post mentioned, which called for rioters to take out all of France.
That crime.
Last Friday, between 9 and 10 o'clock, prosecutors said that adding the alleged perpetrators were a minor and an adult in the Paris region who were under house arrest facing criminal charges. So I don't think taking down the weblogs is really going to stop the riots.
Did it stop? Did it stop after that?
No.
Oh.
No, it didn't.
Oh.
No, but nice try, though.
Well, they better put it back up, then.
Good God. You know,
I thought that would stop it, really taking down that blog. It was really making me mad, too.
These people
I was ready to throw some Molotov cocktails through some cars here just because of that blog.
And the good thing they said France, because you're like, whoa!
I was confused for a second.
I'm like, yeah. Paris, Texas, all these
There's
Texans.
A lot of Paris.
That happened.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Texas were throwing Molotovs because of those blogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton, I was going to throw a cocktail at her.
She was having a hard time. She's having a hard fucking time.
She was getting hit by bottles.
Yeah, well, she gets hit by bottles anyway because she's a drunken slut and all she ever does is party with these, like, crackhead guys and they throw beer bottles at her. But anyway. I know. You know, I don't know Paris Hilton. I don't know the woman. That's something that kind of pisses me off lately. A lot of people make these calls like, George Bush is a fucking idiot. Well, I don't know the man. I don't know Paris. Maybe this is all an act.
Could be.
Could be all an act. I'm sure she's probably a very nice person when she's not on TV. You know?
Yeah, that could be a character.
That could be a character. She could be an amazing actress.
Yes.
We don't know. We do not know. Somehow I can't.
I doubt it, but.
Well, I haven't even watched a lot on television because I tend to start watching her and then I drive my face into the floor and I'm like, yeah.
Now, you do the whole parade of Mecca, except you're not praying a Mecca. You're just driving your face into the floor.
Yeah, you know, which is probably what I do.
It's actually called the Black Rock. I did some research.
Of course it's called the Black Rock.
That's what it's called. It's not just a Black Rock. It's the Black Rock.
It's well, they used to call it Big Black, BB.
Big Black.
Yeah, Big Black. Me and the Rock are buddies, actually. Allah shows up and speaks to me on a regular occasion. Up until recently, it was there was one God and Allah was his prophet.
Yep.
Well, now there's one God, Allah is his prophet, and Sean is his homeboy. That's how it works.
So down with Allah.
Me and Allah. Allah doesn't really want you to burn rocks. They don't want you to burn anything down. They just want you to live in peace.
Yep.
That's the new goal. We've kind of streamlined religion.
Peace.
Jesus talked to me and said, Sean, if you make these motherfuckers live in peace, you can have whatever you want.
Oh.
And I'd be like, all right.
That's a good reward.
That's all right.
Actually.
Live in peace. Get whatever you want.
Yep.
That's a tagline.
That is.
Live in peace.
Get what you want.
Get what you want. Haven't you had enough? You deserve a break today. Live in peace. Get what you fucking need. Right here. Now in Walmart news, a place where you can
get peace now.
Get peace. No, you can't get fuck all at Walmart. I went in there the other day.
Did it burn while going through the doors?
I didn't buy anything.
Okay.
I didn't buy anything.
Know thy enemy.
I wasn't. Well, a buddy of mine went there to buy some ammunition, which for some reason buying ammunition at Walmart just sort of really
in Canada?
Yeah. They sell it there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. $22 for a box of 308 shells.
Ah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty significant. But anyway, a new report released today by the American Rights Work, by American Rights at Work, unveils how Walmart routinely violates the rights of its employees.
Uh-huh.
Revelations are continually surfacing about how Walmart mistreats its employees, including accusations of gender discrimination, substandard health benefits, and denial of lunch breaks.
No lunch breaks.
But most Americans don't know about how Walmart's union-busting activity prevents workers from forming unions to address this mistreatment.
That happened in Canada. They just shut one down.
Yeah, Walmart?
Yeah, in Quebec.
Says American Rights at Work Board Chair David Boner. Walmart, rolling back workers' wages rights and the American dream, offers a comprehensive examination of the company's abysmal labor standards, including its poor compensation, difficult working conditions, and effective strategy to remain union-free.
Is that a book or a movie?
It's a report. Okay. Reveals that Walmart has prevented its 1.3 million member workforce from forming a union by using both legal and illegal means. The company's wide-range union avoidance tactics include profiling individual employees at stores that are likely to support unions, and using an anti-union hotline for managers to call the first sign of employee discontent.
Wow.
As a result of its behavior, nearly 300 unfair labor charges were filed against Walmart, resulting in almost 100 federal complaints against the company from 1998 to 2003. So, what is the solution? If you want to get rid of Walmart in your neighborhood, get a union going on there. Now, the one thing that Walmart
can't
do...
Just stop buying from there.
One thing that Walmart can't do...
Yes.
...is it can't affect people that don't work for Walmart.
Correct.
So, if you wanted to shut down a Walmart, you get a group of people together and start a support group around the outside of the Walmart to encourage the employees of Walmart to start a union.
Yes.
They would be powerless. They cannot stop that.
I see.
When they come out and all the employees are leaving, you put union leaflets on their cars, help them out, give them a phone number, give them rally locations, you know, make sure that you talk to everyone coming in, see who's who in the zoo.
Yeah.
You could have a union creation thing that you could do that would stop Walmart, because either you're successful, they create a union, they close the Walmart, you win.
Yep.
Small store starting off.
Yep.
Or the union is created inside of Walmart, again, you win.
That's true. Win-win. Unless it's a third option.
Well, Walmart assassinates you.
True.
And then you have Shadowrun and stuff like that. But
then it gets fun.
I think that's probably the best idea.
An outside person starts it.
Yeah. If you have an outside group, you know, activists, whatever, starting Walmart support. Union support groups.
There you go.
You know, of course, people would be so terrified, you'd have to really make sure that you'd have to send out Walmart spam and stuff like that, maybe through the how to start unions websites, how to start a Walmart website, you know?
Yeah, there's a cost.
Activism stuff that can't be tracked.
Yeah.
Maybe that. Maybe we're starting something here. Maybe that's going to go somewhere.
I'd rather just not shop at Walmart.
Well, yeah, you know, but
just
there are people who are going to...
Let's just ignore them.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, you could do that, but there's a lot of people who aren't going to do that. So what do you do to circumvent that? You got to do something proactive.
Yeah.
And everyone's all talking about petitions and shit. So how about some ammunition so we can get
this
shit going on? You know, I think
Sounds
that's
good.
A pretty good way of doing
Sounds
it.
Sounds good.
I like it.
Do it.
Do it now. In Black Ice news, the first wave of malicious software written to piggyback on Sony BMG Music Entertainment CD copy protection tools has been spotted online. Mm-hmm. Computer security company said Thursday. We spotted the daemon.
What they're calling this thing.
Daemon.
As it was running between buildings in downtown New York. It seems that it managed to manifest from an OC3 line.
Yep.
Jumped out and immediately killed everyone in the room. And then it has now been hiding. Delta Force has been called in. Most of the city has been cordoned off.
Yep.
Sony software, installed while playing one of the record label's recent copy-protected CDs on a computer, hides itself on hard drives using a powerfully programmed tool called a rootkit. But the tool leaves the door open behind it, allowing other software, including viruses, to be deeply hidden behind the rootkit cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Soon after that, it gains sentience and, you know, takes over.
That's right.
The first version of the Trojan horse, spotted early on Thursday, which aims to give an attacker complete remote control over an infected computer, didn't work well. But over the course of the day, several others emerged that apparently fixed early flaws.
Wow.
This is no longer a theoretical vulnerability. It is a real vulnerability, said Sam Curry, vice president of Computer Associates eTrust Security Management's division.
Buy our software.
This is no longer about digital rights management or content protection. This is about PCs having their people. Pardon me. This is about PCs having their people taken over.
The people.
The computer's like, no, user, don't leave. No,
please.
User.
Don't unplug me.
You know, I don't know. But I imagine Sony's going to probably get sued through the floor, because if I install something that's listed.
They already are.
Are they?
Starting to get sued by numerous places.
Shitty.
Because they're altering people's computers without telling them and hiding it.
Yeah, but they're not going to be charged with anything, because that's Sony.
They'll throw out a couple $1 million and say, go away.
All right, well,
we can do what we want.
Have a listen to this one here. Here's a good one.
Yep.
And thought crime news. Widening its war on copyright pirates. The Bush administration asked Congress on Thursday to enact new laws for protecting intellectual property and making it easier for authorities to put violators behind bars.
Good stuff, yeah.
Okay, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Conference on Intellectual Property Crime that the laws were needed because piracy is getting easier. The money it generates finds its way to illegal activities, including terrorism. And the nation's economy depends on copyright-enabled industries.
Oh, my God.
There's no money being made in copyright infringement because people are just burning CDs, so
where's
the money coming from? The proposals Gonzalez wants Congress to approve include a change in law that would recognize a copyright in a criminal case before it's filed with the Register of Copyright, so authorities don't have to prove that thousands of works pirated over the internet are all copyrighted. So if we find stuff, you're screwed. It would also expand the forfeiture and restitution requirements so that equipment, goods, records, and other items used or intended for use in piracy,
CD burners, DVD burners,
are forfeited to the government and to hold pirates criminally liable for a restitution for damages of their rights holders.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Here's the big one. You ready for this one? Makes it a crime to attempt to infringe a copyright.
Attempt. I tried, but I failed.
I tried to copy the disc. You're a fucking federal offender.
Whoa.
It increases the amount of jail time for repeat offenders. Clarify that importing and exporting infringed goods is illegal. And allow authorities to obtain wiretap for suspects on intellectual property crimes. So if I read you a book over the phone, oh, James, this is a really cool part in this book here. Blah, 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 blah.
What's that noise on the line, Sean?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to jail.
For a long time.
And in order to round this story out here, in Mud Hut Tribal Leader News, religious broadcaster Pat Robertson, I love this guy, warned residents in rural Pennsylvania town Thursday that disaster may strike there because they voted God out of your city by ousting school board members who favored intelligent design. Oh, God will punish you. I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there's a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city, Robertson said on the Christian Broadcasting Network's 700 Club. Eight families had sued the district, claiming the policy violated constitutional separation between church and state. The federal trial concluded days before Tuesday's election, but no ruling had been issued. God is tolerant and loving, but we can't keep sticking our fingers in his eye forever, Robertson said. If they have future problems in Dover, I recommend they call on Charles Darwin. He can help them. Robertson made headlines this summer when he called on his Daily Show for the assassination of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
Crazy!
In October 2003, Pat Robertson suggested that the State Department be blown up with a nuclear device. He has also said that feminism encourages women to kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
Pat.
I've heard that.
Robertson. I've read that.
That's important to us.
And today's daily hack, of course, has to do with your ice. That's the Sony Rootkit Killer.
Fight back.
And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 11 one-time donators, 52 continuing subscribers, and 2 new subscribers for a total of 65 people. And as well, make sure you go check out the Frapper that's on the newsreel link because we're getting mapped users everywhere.
It's cool looking at all those people.
Yeah, it is neat to see where everybody is. Digital Baptisms, Vic Licious, which is his old name, is Vic Licious, is now known as the Great God Doug. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel. That's newsreel at rantradio.com. I put some hippie music in the background, and I'm going to leave you now with a really sexy track going out to Pat Robertson from Rob Zombie. So until tomorrow, that is what server said. You got anything else to say?
End of line.
Giant down. Deep from the screams, amateur things with a one fat foot on the devil's wing. Yeah.